Three scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for creating blue light-emitting diodes, blue LEDs. Other researchers had produced red and green LEDs, but you need all three colors to make the bright white light emitted from LED light bulbs. Two of the scientists live in Japan, and the third is a Japanese-born U.S. scientist at the University of California, Santa Barbara. For more, here's Brian Green, a professor of physics and mathematics at Columbia University. Brian, thanks for talking with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
Would you first tell us what you thought when you heard about this year's winners?
Well, it was unexpected, I think. I hadn't heard anybody talking about this as a contender, but it's clearly an important piece of work.
So tell us about LED. It's everywhere around us. Explain what it is and how we use it.
Well, it's a different way of producing a light source. I think everybody knows, you know, Edison and the light bulb, the incandescent bulb has been with us for some time. It works by sending electricity through that little filament that you can see in the bulb, makes it hot, and it glows when it gets hot, and that it therefore gives off light. But since it gets hot, that means a lot of energy is being wasted in producing heat. And the LED technology does an end run around that process by just having individual electrons jump from one energy state to another, a lower one, giving off energy in the form of light directly. So there's no heating process, so it's much more energy efficient.
And beyond just light bulbs, we see LED in smartphones, computers, TV screens. It's everywhere.
Yeah, you know, even the Nobel Committee, I got up this morning to watch the announcement, and the gentleman in Sweden pulled out his smartphone and turned on the flashlight app to give a very flat-footed, direct, concrete version of what these Nobel laureates had accomplished.
You know, last year's Physics Nobel, which we talked to you about, was for a theory. It was the Higgs boson, the tiny particle smaller than an atom that's a crucial building block of the universe. Very abstract. This prize is for something very practical. Do you feel like there's a signal or message being sent by the Nobel Committee in any way?
Well, they called it out very directly in the announcement, saying that Alfred Nobel would have been thrilled by this particular award because he wanted the prizes to go to work that would have a direct impact on humanity. Now, when the Higgs boson was found, it made my heart flutter, right? So it had a big impact on this human being. I think many others, too, that care about the fundamental laws of nature. But that doesn't change day-to-day life in any concrete way. And certainly, if we can have huge energy savings, well, that's going to have a big impact.
Does the Nobel ever, do you think, with its awards, try to guide people in their research? Could it be any kind of message that we would prefer more practical research and discoveries than
Well, you know, they might try, but scientists are the most stubborn-headed people you will ever meet. Scientists just work on what gets them excited. I've never encountered a scientist who actually shapes his or her research in a manner that will make it more suitable for this or that prize.
I noticed that the Nobel, in its award, said that incandescent light bulbs had lit the 20th century. The 21st century will be lit by LED lamps. So they seem to think this is extremely significant. Do you feel the same way about the impact, the future impact of LEDs?
It's a very nice and poetic way of putting it. And we know that the light bulb had a major impact on how civilization had gone forward in the 20th century. In the 21st century, we definitely need a more energy efficient, longer lasting approach to lighting the world. And look, LEDs are something like 10 times as efficient as incandescent bulbs. They're like twice as efficient as even those new compact fluorescent lights that everybody is using just to try to contribute to energy savings. Now we can do better. And I full well imagine that in the 21st century, yeah, the world is going to be lit by LED lights or the next great breakthrough that nobody's yet even imagined.
Brian Green is professor of physics and math at Columbia University. He's also co-founder of the World Science Festival. Brian, thank you.
My pleasure.